Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
So friends, in our gospel again this morning, we're in the Last Supper discourse, and Jesus in this discourse, in this particular moment, he's giving his apostles such a sober warning for what's coming. A persecuted Messiah will always have persecuted followers. A persecuted shepherd will always have persecuted sheep. A persecuted head, what happens to the head will happen to the body. That's what he's telling them. But what's most crucial for the followers, for the sheep, for us, the body, to recognize is how the Lord, how our Messiah, how our shepherd, how our head responds to those who hate him, right? Because even though throughout church history, even though if you, you know, when you look at the different eras of the church, you can notice different moments where the church has embraced, I would just say, a more worldly, secular, combative response to the enemies of Christianity, right? I think you can look at the way that the church has understood the ecclesia militans as less of a spiritual reality and more of a literal political reality. Even though the church has embraced that posture, I guess at times, that's not the authentic posture of the church, right? Like, friends, we might be mad. We might get frustrated. We might be fed up. We might get irate at what's happening in our world. Those people doing those things, right? Decision makers, things happening on college campuses right now, things happening in the halls of Congress or in the White House right now. We might be getting furious at what is happening in this state or that state or this piece of legislation that's being passed or this one that's failing or any of these things. Who's funding what? What's happening with globalism and George Soros and the World Economic Forum? All of those things. Yes, we can get really upset at all of those things. We might be mad at them, but we are not allowed to ever hate them. We're not allowed to ever hate them. We are not allowed to insist that we belong to Christ if we choose to hate anybody. Ideas we can hate. Ideologies we can hate. People we can't hate. We absolutely cannot hate. Christ so loves this world that so hates him. He so loves this world that so hates him and his church. And all throughout church history, the world has thought that it has successfully killed and buried Christ and his church, right? The Romans thought that they had successfully squashed out Christianity, this rabble-rouser, by nailing the Messiah to a cross and burying him in a tomb, right? And then they thought by persecuting the church, by persecuting Christians, by crucifying Peter and beheading Paul, by scattering the apostles, that they had stamped out the church in its infancy, strangling it in the cradle. But the church burrowed underground into the catacombs to suffer and survive and outlast the hatred, only to emerge more alive and more numerous than before and even stronger. And again throughout church history, the world's hatred for Christ and his church has been met by saints and martyrs with long-suffering and patient and kind and meek and loving mercy. And as the church mounts the cross over and over and over again, she rises over and over and over again. That's how this works. Friends, we're not allowed to hate those who hate us. We're not given that option. We must love those who hate us, for if we don't, we're not his. We would belong to the world then. We want to belong to him. Amen.